Here's a story about a friendship that bridges a generation, or maybe two. It's from commentator Hank Rosenfeld.
Recently, I took my 90-year-old writing partner, Irving Brecker, to the movies. It's only a buck for the Tuesday matinee at the L.A. County Museum. Plus, he wrote it. My pal, Irv, wrote the movie. He wrote like 20 movies. This one's called Du Barry Was a Lady, an MGM musical from 1943, starring, are you ready, Red Skelton, Lucille Ball, Gene Kelly, and Zero Mostel. My friend Irv has glaucoma, and I had to twist his arm to come with because he doesn't see much anymore. I've only known him a couple years, but I really love the guy. You get to be one of these nonagenarians. It seems like you're a non-person. You're bitter, demented, or sad. Or maybe, if you luck out like I did with Irv, you're the funniest curmudgeon ever kind of guy that he is. A furious spirit inside the skinny old soul, hard shell coated sweetly, mentally tough. You know, able to leave long, wicked messages on my answering machine and mess around with the telemarketers when they call them. I mean, when Irv told me that Groucho Marx and S.J. Perlman called him one of the three fastest with the withering quip they ever knew, the other two being George S. Kaufman and Oscar Brand, I thought, well, they knew something, those guys. So now to have one of the wittiest writers of the 20th century still around in the 21st? So, of course, the last couple of years, I've tried helping Irv write his memoirs. And I've grown to admire him as a professional, revere him as a mentor, enjoy him like a friend, and tolerate him like a relative.
10 jars of pickles.
That's a crock.
Yeah. I used to buy the...
Anyway, after half a corned beef sandwich, we sit in the museum movie theater, and Du Barry Was a Lady comes on.
Hey, Irv, showtime. Enjoy the show.
It's a goofy wartime fantasy where Red Skelton plays a hat check guy, imagining he's back in France leading the revolution.
Skelton. It's a hell of a performance.
That's Irv. He kept a running commentary throughout the movie, like he's doing one of those extra tracks for a Du Barry DVD that'll never come out. Still, 60 years after the fact, I'm sitting here next to Irv watching him laugh at lines like he's hearing them for the first time. Yeah, it's important to keep breaking yourself up. When the movie ends with a dizzy Cole Porter number, a dance featuring Red, Lucy, and Jean, Irv is antsy to grab a hold of his walker and go. But a few museum regulars, I mean those classic L.A. film buffs who never miss a dollar matinee, they catch wind that the screenwriter of this wartime gem is here in the house.
That was Lucille Ball in this movie? Spectacular. What a beauty.
I didn't even recognize her.
And on they go. Forget about it. These people just won't let Irv leave. Irv says we'll do another movie date. This time, to see Meet Me in St. Louis, his biggest gig of the 40s.
All right, young man.
Goodbye.
Take care.
Thank you. Friendship. Just a perfect blendship.
Here it is.
That's him singing the last song in Du Barry Was a Lady, the friendship song by Cole Porter, who knew a lot about people and all about Irv and me, I think, too.
If you ever feel so happy you land in jail, I'm your bail.
Hank Rosenfeld lives in Santa Monica, California.